She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Yes, long ago, I recommended using mothballs. Mothballs was very popular way back in the early 40s when gas was rationed, and I had like 5 gallons per car. And people used the mothballs because the mothballs contained naphthalene, and naphthalene was an octane booster. And the higher the octane, the better your mileage. So I recommended using mothballs. But the people shocked me and surprised me that people don't study history. They don't look at history. History can help you with the future. Like Henry Ford, when he made the first car, it ran on ethanol. There was no gasoline. There was no damage to his engines. His old Fords ran great. And every one of his cars was black. There was no white, silver, red, just black. He was a very, very intelligent man. Very intelligent. Sit down and think about it, folks. Think about it. How did he come out and figure out how to make the engine, the transmission, everything? How did he figure it out? He was a really smart man. Now, how did he figure out that it can run on ethanol instead of gasoline? The Rockefellers came out and said, no, we're going to make gasoline from oil, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry could make ethanol. It was moonshine. Moonshine. You know? And there's no control. But with oil and gasoline, gasoline made from oil, you don't have an oil well in the back of everybody's yard. So you have control. The Rockefellers wanted the control of the world. So came gasoline. But did people look at the other side, the effects of gasoline? Gasoline's exhaust produces carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. Is that good? No. It's a no-brainer. Ethanol's exhaust produces oxygen. Oxygen is what we all need. And because everybody is on gasoline, you have global warming, because it's taken away the ozone layer. So that is one of the main reasons Henry Ford made the statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. But who listened? There's a lot of things that went on in history that we all don't listen to a lot. That's sad, because now it affects everyone, the whole world. I do this radio show and I recommend things. How many people listen? They don't listen until it's too late. Like I always say, they always listen at the funeral. Okay? When the car is going, it's going to die. Now they want to listen. Well, I don't know. I don't understand it. It's sad. But that's the way it is. Okay. Now, ethanol has a bad reputation by the oil companies. Oil companies were booted out of Brazil back in 1955. Brazil changed from oil to ethanol because Brazil, back then, was third world. The people could not afford it. It's too expensive. So by going to ethanol, it changed the country in third world to far, far more wealthy than the USA. Now, being that the oil companies experienced this problem in Brazil, do you think the oil companies would like that to happen to them in America and the rest of the world? No. No, they're not like the people of the world and of America. They study the history. They remember the history. They remember what happened to them. And they're not going to follow in the same track as the rest of the people. So they bring out this, all this false propaganda about how bad ethanol is. And you find every mechanic in town saying, no, it's no good. It corrodes. It eats up the rubber. It does everything under the sun, and it gums up the injectors. It doesn't, folks. It's the cleanest burning fuel in the world. And if it ate up rubber gaskets and seals, how could you drink it? It's common sense, folks. Vodka is 60% ethanol, 40% water. You know, if you got to think about it and not follow into the tracks where the government and these big oil companies want you to go. And if ethanol was so bad, why is it that the Indy 500 has been on it since 06? And their engines is far, far more expensive than your engine.
What about those, you know, I heard an ad about small engines like for weed whackers or lawnmowers and stuff, and boats to not use more than 10% ethanol in the gas.
Well, it's the oil companies putting that out. And yes, the engines are getting damaged, but it's not the ethanol. You see, folks, how can you have that kind of small mentality and believe that that's the only thing the oil company added in? How do you know they didn't put something else with the ethanol? Because ethanol is a blending agent. You can put water into gas, put some ethanol, and it blends. It blends. You won't see it. So, how can you believe? You have to have proof. You go into a court of law, they're going to ask you for where's your proof. Well, I have been testing and trying to get the ethanol to do what all these people, these mechanics and small engine people are saying it does. It doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. My youngest daughter, junior dragster, ran 100% ethanol with no problem. And that was a lawnmower engine. So, what's up? You know, and she even did a science project on ethanol that the teachers at Sacred Hearts didn't believe. How's that? The teachers didn't believe it. So sad. Okay, who do we have?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. You know, in the news, I guess on Monday, they had last week, you know, after the big rain, the handy van, you know, the Oahu Transit had 25 vans or 20 vans that were flooded. They were, you know, they cleaned it up, electrical problems because the water got into the electrical system. There were cockroaches and other parts for other bad vans that they can't use anymore. And then they put them on the road and they start breaking down. So I don't know how safe that is. But what about water getting into the line of the, say, diesel and gas? How that can impact the engine?
The diesel?
Yeah, diesel. If water gets into the fuel line or whatever, it causes problems later on with the engine.
Well, all they had to do was add a little ethanol. And the ethanol blends the water with the diesel and doesn't separate and doesn't do any problem.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. All they did was start it up, say, oh, it works already. But then the van driver, one of them I know, said he went about maybe a mile and a half. It died on him and it just conked out.
Yeah, because, see, the pickup mm-hmm. in the fuel tank is on the bottom of the tank.
Right.
Water goes to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And when you suck water, engine will die. But if you put ethanol in it, the ethanol will blend the water into the diesel and you won't see it.
So with this van like this dying down, is it still, can put the ethanol and still work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll mention that to them next time I talk to the knuckleheads. Yeah.
These people don't know ethanol like I know ethanol.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the dangerous part about ethanol, there's a danger part.
Uh-huh.
It's for the young people. Because when you add ethanol to their fuel, you can also add nitromethane, which will make enormous power from the little rice rockets.
Right.
So, you know, that's the downside to the ethanol being so good that it'll blend anything with gasoline or diesel.
Should our HPD be using that a lot to get these guys that are speeding on the freeways at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Hey, on H3 on the Windrush right where I live, you can hear them just speeding at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and whatnot, just racing away.
Yeah, because there's no racetrack.
There's no racetrack, and that's their racetrack. And
yep.
Where's the police? They're changing the shifts or having hot coffee and donuts someplace. Yeah. Okay, George.
Thanks for the call.
Good one.
Aloha. Okay, so give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And you know, there's so much uses for ethanol, it's unbelievable. I mean, go talk to your doctors, folks. They use that for surgery. They use that to disinfect your arm when they give you a shot. That's ethanol. That's not rubbing alcohol, because you cannot drink rubbing alcohol. It's poisonous. But you can drink ethanol. So that's why they use that for disinfecting. Now, I'm on the news. Brown water, beware, bacteria, all that. Well, I had a talk with the city council, and I talked to Carol Fukunaga and Joy Manahan and told them that you can use ethanol to disinfect the river and disinfect the beaches. It does not kill fishes, crabs, anything, but it kills the bacteria. You can disinfect the rivers and the ocean with the use of ethanol. simple. But who's listening? They only listen to the bad stuff, the wrong stuff. Ah, so frustrating. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. And please spread the word that we're on the internet so those that cannot pick us up on the radio can pick us up on the internet. Okay? The show is to help people, folks. That's all. We're helping people. So, it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing the Rolling Bob thing, and again, I'm baffled in this town. Yesterday, I had to go to Waikiki at like 1:30 in the afternoon, and I haven't been there in a while. You know, Kahio is half of the street is closed while they have the construction on the International Marketplace. Now, you would think that would be bad enough, but George, do you ever drive around at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's worse than morning rush hour traffic. They're working on roads. You got the left lane closed. By the time you get over to the right lane, you go a block. Oh, the right lane is closed. You got to get back in the left lane. The traffic light, it's a mess. It's like I'm looking at this going, does anybody?
Nope.
And I'm not going to harp on this, but I'm just saying, if this is how we're going to live, if you took all those rail guys and put them on a job and fixed the streets in a day or two instead of the six-month project on everything, I better stop. I'm getting myself all worked up. So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. So, do they do that on the mainland? I don't see them working during the day on the mainland. They work at night.
No, it depends, I think, where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People only think about their own job. They don't think about what effect they have on other people. That's sad. That's really
well,
sad.
Well, I guess it's survival.
Hmm.
There's a caller that called in but didn't want to go on the air. And he has a 2008 Pilot. And he says that, I guess, with the rain, it got flooded, but it didn't go in the interior. When he started up his car, water was coming out the tailpipe. So I guess he wanted you to comment on it. Like, you think it's okay, total?
Well, water went into the tailpipe, so water got to come back out. So when you start it up, it'll come back out.
So you think the car's okay, nothing wrong?
Yeah, the car's okay.
When would a car be considered totaled, like in a flood, if it goes inside the car?
Well, if it goes into the car, if you can remember way back, they had like a hurricane. I think it was a time when we had Hurricane Iniki in Kauai. Oahu got flooded. And there were several cars that got flooded up to the roof with water. And the insurance companies claimed all those cars total. Well, they went into a lot. And you know the people that have used car lots and stuff, they swarmed over there to pick all those cars up. Okay?
Why is that?
Because they bought it for $200 and $300 a piece.
And nothing was wrong with the car. Just had to...
We just had to detail it, shampoo it, dry it out real good for about a month. And it's good as new.
But don't the registration say... I don't know what they say, salvage vehicle.
Salvage vehicle. But, you know, again, people, they see it on the ownership paper as salvage vehicle. But they look at the car, it looks so good. They'll buy it. They'll buy it. Because, for one, you cannot buy a new car for that kind of price. And they're not selling it for $200-$300, of course. They're selling it for like $4,000-$5,000 less than a brand new car. And people will buy it. Okay? People, I don't know. Just blows me away. But anyway, there's a lot of intelligent people that use ethanol in their cars, and their cars have no problems. It lasts longer. It's better. Okay, there is chemicals in the gas. Okay, some of the gasolines we suspect has diesel in it. And diesel in a gasoline car will cut your gas mileage and gum up your injectors. If you go get 100% pure ethanol, put it in a plate and burn it, and see if you have a black residue. Try it. Go get a bottle of vodka and look at the ingredients. It'll say ethanol. Put it in a plate and burn it. You tell me if you see it turn black. So how can ethanol gum up and blacken your injectors and all of that? Try it, folks. Don't believe me. Go try it. All they're saying, all this propaganda about ethanol, it's all wrong. Ethanol is the best fuel for the world, for everybody. There's so much uses for it. It's unbelievable. And as far as A and B, Maui sugar, they should have gone to ethanol 20 years ago. Because competing in the sugar market in the worldwide, they cannot compete against the Philippines, Mexico, China, anybody. They cannot. The labor cost is too high. So why are you getting into something that you cannot compete with? You know, it's like getting your golf clubs and going golfing against the pros. What chance do you have? Anyway. Hard. Very hard. So, if you haven't tried it, try it. Try and burning some vodka and see if it turns black. Okay? Now, there's a new gasoline station coming up. They have taken over Tesoro. And the new name on the Tesoro stations is Heli. H-E-L-E. Okay? What does that mean?
Heli on, move on. I don't know.
Go. Right. Okay, and Dean is supposedly going to check the gas to see how good it is. We got that good guy, Dean Zane, that does all of that. Really good. Okay, I'm not going to mention name or whatever, but this one person, I'm not going to say male or female, this one person overfilled the engine oil. Okay? All the way up. That's the second person I heard did that. Okay, one was one of the instructors at the University of Hawaii filled up the motor oil all the way up to the cap.
Because they didn't know that you're supposed to look at the dipstick?
Yes.
And so they thought, you know, like you fill it filling up a bottle, you fill it up all the way?
Yep. They filled it all the way up, got into the car, and started it up.
And what happens?
Go try it and see.
No, I want to know what happens because one long time ago I tried to change my own motor oil and I forgot to put the oil. On the oil pan. I forgot to put the nut back on. Oh, what a mess!
So easy to flush.
Oh, what a mess!
In the classes that I used to do at the University of Hawaii, continuing education, a lot of people did that, so don't feel bad. Men and women. They went in and filled oil, and there's coming out the back. A good friend of mine who was a manager at Waikiki Sheraton Hotel way, way back did the same thing.
What do you mean coming out the back? Coming out of your tailpipe?
No, coming, he was on a slope, and it was draining backwards, so he didn't see it come up the front. So he came up to me after he used 10 quarts of oil and said, how many quarts does this car take? Well, I look at him, and I said, 5. He said, I put 10 in, and I still don't get a reading on the dipstick. So I said, take a look in the back. And he looked in the back. He said, oh, my gosh. The oil went through. Oh, no, that's normal. But this one person lately has filled up, and I would estimate 10 quarts in a Lexus. Okay, that was one thing. And went over to fill up the transmission oil, overfill, where it was coming out the air bleed in the back. So,
So where do, one, you overfill it like that, you start up your engine, and then what happens?
Well,
nothing.
No problem. Or if you run it down the road, yeah, you have a problem, but, you know, just drain it back out.
So you have to unplug that
oil pan? Yeah, and drain it all out again.
All of it, or can you just, like, take out some of it and plug it back up?
You can try that, but...
I guess it'll be a mess, though.
Yes, it'll be a mess.
Or maybe you can just uncap it a little bit so it's easier to tighten it up again, like not unplug it all the way.
Yep. And, well, that automotive class at the university that I did for to try to teach people about changing their own oil and stuff like that. Majority of the people, well, they understood and knew how to do it. But this one person, I'm not going to say man or lady, was right under the drain plug, removing the drain plug. Where do you think the oil went?
Right on them.
On their face.
Oh, that's even worse.
On the face.
I hope that person that was wearing glasses, safety glasses maybe?
Came out black, and you know the class? They had no mercy. They busted out laughing.
Oh, that person must have looked like, I don't know.
And the person said, well, nobody told me it's going to come out. Where does oil and stuff go? Down. Gravity. It doesn't float in the air. Anyway, that's one of them. Another one was, I taught them how to check air and fill air in the tire. Now, instead of coming to me and saying, I'm having a problem checking and filling air in my tire, they waited until they flattened all four tires. Then when the class walked over and looked at that, they cracked up laughing. They're so mean. Instead of being understanding, they cracked up laughing.
I bet you were one of them too.
No, I can't do that. I got to hold back. But, yeah. They learned how to do it, and that's good.
Well, if you're doing it for the first time, it's not that easy to use that tire gauge and.
Yeah, but if you listen at how to do it, it's easy. But if you think in your head, no problem, I can do it, then it's hard.
Because how do you do it so you're pushing in that tire gauge evenly, I guess, so it gives you the right reading. And then when you fill, that's the same thing. You have to make sure that it's on.
You like, push it on hard. You don't be gentle and use two fingers. You don't try to be dainty. You grab it and you push it on hard. And you got to listen. If you hear it hissing, then it's not on right. It has to be quiet. Okay? If it's quiet, you got it right. Same with putting air in. You push it on hard and make sure it's not hissing. Very simple. Okay? So anyway.
It takes practice.
Yeah. I guess it's break time again.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And all you have to do to listen to the radio show on the internet is go to our website, www.georgenita.com. And on the website, click on the little thing that says live radio show. That's it. Okay? Okay.
Okay, we have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to make a couple of comments about the big elephant in the room, the rail. You know, I was watching Cayetano and Caldwell debate about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had a video on it on YouTube, and you know, many things that Mr. Cayetano has said has come true. you know, the budget, of course, has skyrocketed. Caldwell said it was only going to cost $5 billion, where we all know that's not even, it's way off the mark. It's about $8 billion. And then also, I'm shocked because a couple of weeks ago, did you see that article in the Advertiser where they said the majority of people wanted to go all the way to Ala Moana? Oh, my. It seems like the people in Honolulu, they just love paying for expensive things.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said before, you know, if this doesn't reduce traffic, let's say in about 10, 15, 20 years, if this doesn't reduce traffic, is anybody going to want to talk about that white elephant in the room?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the pro rail people have done, to me, a terrible job of misleading the people, saying that it's going to reduce traffic.
Well,
frankly, I agree that the traffic is bad, but why not? If you want to make it go to Ala Moana, why not, instead of having a rail, why not have all bus system where the bus doesn't have to go on the regular roads, doesn't have to go through traffic lights, and it stops at you know, whatever stops that they have it planned at. But wouldn't that be a much cheaper than the rail?
It'll be cheaper, but it won't work. Way back in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
I was a neighborhood board chairman for Ala Moana Kakaako.
Mm-hmm.
We got a French consultant on transportation. He was here about a month, and he gave a report, and it was common sense. He said, Hawaii is not a place for rail, for train, or even buses, because Hawaii is a special place where people do not go from A to B and B to A.
No, right. You're right. That's a good point because
they go all over.
Right, right. No, that's a good point because, you know, in about a couple of days, I believe Monday is when school starts. So, you know, you're not going to have parents going from, most parents won't go from home to work and work to home.
That's right.
What they'll do is they'll pick up their children from A+.
Yep.
And maybe take them to piano lessons or basketball or whatever.
Yep.
Intramural activity.
Yep. He said, he made the comment that he said, Hawaii is a resort state.
Yeah.
In a resort state, people travel all over.
Right. And here's another thing, you know, the way it was planned was totally inept. I mean, they didn't even know that Dillingham Boulevard had old utility lines, right?
Yeah.
How can you not know that?
That's not the only thing they didn't know.
No, I talked to a friend and then, He asked one of the engineers, "Oh, what's going to happen, you know, when you come into town?" And this is the engineer quoted. This is the quote: "We'll worry about it when we get there."
Oh wow! Another thing that I told that guy, whatever his name is, head of the rail, at one of the rail meetings.
Yeah, Grab. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I said, "You're going down Nimitz Highway. From Dillingham, you're going to pull over and go down Nimitz Highway." I said, do you know Nimitz Highway in that area from that point to Aloha Towers is a dock? Under that highway is ocean, is water.
Yeah, and isn't that area in a tsunami zone?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are you going to do that? He didn't know that. He thought it was solid ground. It's not.
No, George, they bring in these people from the mainland, and they don't know Hawaii.
That's right.
They might know maybe Massachusetts, or they might know cities in the Midwest like Chicago, but Honolulu is not like Chicago.
Mm-mm.
It's not like Chicago where Chicago's down 50 blocks. Our downtown is small.
Mm-hmm. No, it won't work. And that's what this French guy said. And I believe him. I believe him. Because look at the buses. Is it full of people? No.
Oh, and then more importantly, it doesn't reduce traffic.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, we all know during rush hour, if there's one accident on the freeway, the surface streets are plugged up.
Yep.
Here's another thing that, you know, they're throwing all their eggs in the rail basket. So how are they gonna maintain the roads? Did you know do you know how beat up Cam Highway is in Pearl City and Aiea and Waimalu?
Mm-hmm. Even Dillingham.
It seems like the voters in Honolulu are one-sided, and they don't look at the entire equation. They only focus on one thing.
And that is the reason why thousands and thousands of Hawaii people are moving.
Yes. A couple of my cousins moved to Vegas.
Yep.
And did you know that when they come back here, they said the roads here are so terrible?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the roads in Vegas has potholes, craters?
No.
When you drive on, you feel like your car is bouncing up and down? I don't think so.
No. Because they reseal the asphalt every so often. And we don't do that.
Yeah, over here it's just, let's just patchwork the pothole, and then when it storms like it did last week, you know, more potholes appear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, George, thanks again for letting me voice my comments.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay.
Break time again.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, getting back to this rail thing and whatever else so-called improvements that's been done. You know, if... That's the biggest American word. If you go and trace the paper trail of, as they say, follow the money, okay? What I've seen is a lot of it has to do with payoffs, okay? How many of them are taking payoffs? It's not for the benefit or the betterment of the people of Hawaii. Is what can they get in their pocket? Okay? Now, if all of them could not accept payoffs under the table, or right now it's on the table, it wouldn't happen. Things would be different. And that's what brings up the cost of development, the payoffs. Okay? Go check it out. Go check out the Visitor Bureau, the Visitor Office at the Honolulu Zoo, folks. Go check it out. How much did it cost to build that little shack outside of the Honolulu Zoo for the information center? Go check it out. I fell down. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Okay? Go check it out. The cost of building that little place. Okay? There's no private person building a home would pay that. Okay? If the government was to build your house, it would not cost the price you pay as a private individual building a house. Go look at the classrooms. The cost of building a classroom that has no bath, bedroom, kitchen, nothing. The cost is horrendously high. Why? Why is it? Think about it. That's what brings the cost up. It's the payoff. And if there's no payoff, then it's not going to get done. Like the drag strip, the racetrack. It's not going to get done unless the racers got together and paid people off to go build a racetrack. It will never get done. And we're talking in the thousands and thousands, maybe in the millions. They won't do it. Whereas on the outer islands, it gets done. Because their thinking out there is different. It's not like Oahu. But yes, you're going to have a young generation racing on the road. And that's something that you and everybody else cannot stop, because it's in the human race. That's why it's called a human race. From the beginning of time, from the caveman to the Romans, everybody raced. They raced. That's in, what can I say? The only ones that don't race is the animals. You don't see lions racing down the in the field. No. It's the human race. Okay? So, being that the case, Oahu should have a racetrack. But did any politician ever go to a racetrack? No. Do they care if the young people die? No. Okay.
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Listen, George. Remember a number of years ago, you called and asked if I would go help testify about ethanol at the legislature?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I brought a bunch of the copies of the ethanol handout we had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after the testimony, I went to a lot of the legislators' offices and passed these out to them. And one of them was Carol Fukunaga.
Mm-hmm.
And she happened to be in her office right there when I walked in. So I handed it to her and actually explained to her what it was. And she was the only one of all those that I walked into, because there were others in their offices that I spoke to, like Brickwood and a bunch of others.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one that looked at me like I was nuts. The expression on her face, like I was nuts. And so but I didn't care. You know, I just kept explaining to her what it was, and I gave her the thing. She took it. So I'm assuming she read it, okay, because it was in the middle of her office. Other people were there and all that, so I don't think she would have thrown it away. But anyway, so I believe that she knows about ethanol. She's known since then.
Mm-hmm.
But But she's, you know, I've testified at city council on various issues, and I see her attitude about different things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that she would never go for ethanol at all, no matter what you tell her.
Well.
So good luck with that.
Good luck with the human race.
Yeah, but she does have that information. She's known about ethanol for years.
When? How long ago was it she did that?
When was it, George? I don't remember what year it was, but it was a few years ago.
Yeah, it's some time ago.
Before Gabbard, you know, before the last thing Gabbard tried to do in taking the ethanol out, it was before that.
Like 2007 or something?
I don't remember. But anyway, I think I'm not sure, but I may have, Gabbard must have been, might have been one of the offices I went in and gave the handout to also.
Well, Gabbard was at my shop. And he saw the demonstration, he tried it and everything, and he was still against ethanol.
That's really too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really sad.
Well, it didn't put money in his pocket.
Oh, well. You said it, I didn't. He's not one of those, I don't know anything about that end about with Gabbard, but I know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty certain I know of some others who mm-hmm. have, you know, gotten stuff, money in their pockets for the rail.
Yeah, what they don't realize is what they're doing does affect the people of Hawaii.
Exactly.
And, you know, Heavenly Father and Jesus watch all that, and
mm-hmm.
they know if you're doing bad to the people.
Yep. I think I've told you before that I actually saw Abercrombie and Mufi Hanneman sitting together at a committee meeting when they first were talking about having rail, and it was Abercrombie and Mufi who pushed Romy Cacciola, who was chairman of that committee, to pursue it, and they pushed it through, and Abercrombie said, no, you have to decide now because you have to submit it to the Congress to get into next year's budget. So he's the one that said, you have to do it now. And Mufi was the one who was pushing it for here. You
mm-hmm.
know, he was the one who instigated it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying, you know, they got money in their pockets, but they pushed it in the beginning. They're the ones who started it all.
And you don't see them pushing the racetrack?
Yep, exactly.
Because there's no money.
Yep. But the point is, you know, with the rail and ethanol, you know that the legislators are just not listening,
yep.
period.
Yep.
So I don't know how you can get to them, but good luck.
It's sad.
Yeah, because I've been watching these things from the very beginning, from the rail. I watched from the very first meetings they had at City Council.
It's very good.
Anyway, so take care. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, I was going to ask you about the prices for Shell gas
mm-hmm.
and Tesoro gas now that it's changed to Heli and it's all one company. Because that one company, after they bought Par Petroleum, they also bought out MidPac, the 76 Union stations.
Mm-hmm.
So now everything, the whole state is one company.
Terrible.
So they're going to be, even Shell going to be polluted?
Monopoly.
So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, if the different brands put different additives or what the...
That's going to be an interesting thing.
Yeah, what the octane will be even for Shell.
Yeah, Dean is checking today.
Okay, good. I look forward to that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, that's true. So, what can I say? What can I say, folks? You can demonstrate and do everything you want, but if you're not putting money in the right place, it's not going to move. That's the way it is. And it's sad. But when they run for office, they promise this and promise that, and they do everything.
Well, you know, I think they're really smart on how to manipulate people. Because
mm-hmm.
look, they got it going. I don't even remember voting on it.
Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And, you know, please, folks, get involved. And take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. See you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.